Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Hello and happy Advent. Today we're going to focus on the gospel, Matthew 9:35 and following. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every infirmity. These 12 Jesus sent out, charging them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and preach as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without pain, give without pay." This is such a beautiful, simple gospel to us, right? I mean, he's commissioning us. He's commissioning the 12. You were baptized priest, prophet, and king. You have this authority as being a son of God or a daughter of God to do these things. And this is very interesting in here about it's the Lord's harvest. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And he specifically sends the 12 out into the lost sheep of Israel. Not to Samaria, not to the Gentiles, but to the lost sheep of Samaria. This harkens back to me a time when I went on a men's silent retreat, and the priest gave a very clear analogy, and he put up a bullseye like you would see one that you're shooting arrows at or a gun at, and the very center is your wife and kids. Well, the very center is actually your wife or your husband. It was a men's retreat, so I said wife. And then the second ring is your children. The third ring is your family members. The fourth ring is your friends. And then the fifth ring is probably your church community or your local community, people you might know inside of that. And then the last ring would be the strangers. And he used that as an analogy of where you should be spending your time. And I would say where you should be evangelizing. And you start from within and you work your way out. God has placed you in your family for a particular reason and a particular purpose. He did not intend for you to go through everything you did growing up. But when you surrender those things to God and can reach a point of forgiving whatever happened, as well as being grateful for what has happened, God can make you more than you ever intended to be. And I think that too many times we don't evangelize our own family members, and we don't evangelize our own friends. And we go to places where we feel more notarized, which would be the strangers, you know. And it seems to be easier to share and to evangelize with strangers, because let's say you try to heal them, and well, they don't know you. You might not ever run into them again. And what if it doesn't work? Then, well, that's embarrassing. Then you don't have to go back and see them again. But when you pray with somebody in your family for healing, or for them to be free of some oppressive spirit, or heck, it even says to raise the dead. To have the courage to pray like that is amazing. And yet we are commissioned to do so. So as we go forward in this Advent, let us commission ourselves to be more evangelistic to our family members, to our friends, to the people we know, and then to the strangers once we have evangelized them. But remember that we are commissioned. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let us heal the sick. Let us raise the dead. Let us cleanse the lepers. Let us cast out demons. Because we have received without pain, and we should give without pay. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for everything you have given me and to us as being sons and daughters of you. Give us the courage and give us the fortitude to preach your gospel that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Help us to realize the extreme dignity and power we have in being your son and daughter, that we have the power to heal the sick, the power to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to cast out demons. Help us to be grateful for what we have received, and help us to give what we have received, which is new life in you, to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.